I think I'll catch up on my steps, and so I'll not sit, I'll walk. Also, it's harder to fall asleep when somebody's walking in front of you. So I'll be walking here and there. Hare Krishna. Thanks, everybody, for coming to the temple, to our program. I think over the last year, we have come to appreciate that this is a privilege to be able to come to some other place and to meet somebody in person and not just as a screen picture or a sound in the phone. I read that even memories are not so bright. We have brain fog. We don't remember when what happened, because it's all the same. We are just in the room and you know, it's more or less the same. So we have a hard time figuring out, did it happen before or after? So it's tying up very neatly with our topic of association. Yes. So Ananda Prabhu is teaching, and he presented me as a teacher. So when I was introduced to teaching, this was a very revolutionary idea that teaching can be interactive, so we are trying always to involve all the people with some conversations, with some exercises, and this works. Why? Because instead of just a point on the whiteboard, instead of a point on a screen, it is sound talking, and it's many more channels that you absorb your wisdom through, that you can realize that wisdom. So association is very important. It's very important not only in bhakti yoga, and I was just trying to think, is it only our special thing that only in bhakti yoga sadhu sangha is so important that, you know, it would, you know, it's actually even strange. It's a verse, 11, 12, 1, right? 11, 12, 1, yes. Krishna says in Uddhava Gita, he says, I, Naroda Itimam Yoga, I am not captured or charmed by yoga, meditation. Naroda Itimam Yoga, na Sankhyam Dharma Evacham. I'm not captured by philosophical analysis, Sankhya. I'm not captured by following some religious rituals, Nasvadhyayas. I'm not captured even by study of books of wisdom. I'm sorry, that's heartbreaking, but Krishna says, I'm not captured even by that. Yeah, not to do. Nasvadhyayas. Not by austerity. So even if you go into a cold, do we have a cold river in Slovenia this time? Maybe not in the summer, but can we? Okay. Kamnička Bystrica. Okay. If you sit in Kamnička Bystrica in winter, let's say, even then, you cannot. Krishna says you cannot capture, not by chanting nice spiritual hymns, not by following all the rules, not by giving nice charity, as much, he says, yatha varunde sat sango sarva sanga paho himam. I'm not captured by any of these as much as I am captured by associating with devotees, with sadhus, with good people, which sounds very good, you know, just, you know, come together and hang out together, and that's it, you know. Krishna is in your, well, in the pocket, sort of not quite convenient, should be in the heart. But he says, I'm captured. Plus, he says, it removes bad sarva sangha pahohima. It removes all the bad things in the heart. It purifies. So I was trying to think, is it only bhakti yoga that has this special method that we just, you know, associate together, and you know, everything is done. Everything is done. Well, I think Buddhists also have three jewels: Dharma, Buddha, and Sangha. So Sangha is their association. I think association is important practically everywhere. But in devotee association, we are not just coming together, we do sing Hare Krishna, we do study Bhakti Shastras, we do study good books of wisdom. Plus, we have something that nobody has, I think, which is prasad. Imamo piškotki, pizza, and all the other... Medenjaki, yes, medenjaki. whenever I come from Ljubljana to Munich, to Dortmund, to Zurich, they say, have you brought medenjaki? They like medenjaki. I think you have very nice medenjaki. So that's not mentioned in any other spiritual path, I think. That you can take prasad, and we have it at 7, right? 7 o'clock, so mark the time, only 1 hour more, and then you'll have prasad. So that was when Ananda Prabhu said that what will be the topic. I thought, okay, it should be about association, about friendship. So what famous proverb about friendship we have, it is, tell me who your friends are and I will tell you who you are, right? Yes. Yes, did you hear the mystic rule that your income is the average of incomes of your 5 constant friends? Hare Krishna. Okay, who is my... Okay, I should go associate with somebody. What car does he drive? Okay, let me raise my income by good association. Did you hear this? It's some of the famous modern, there are many of these, I don't know, Zig Ziglar or somebody, these motivational speakers, they say this is one of the rules. And it's true. Also in spiritual life, your spiritual advancement will be the medium of spiritual advancement of 20 people with whom you constantly associate, I guess, including the 5 on the altar, I guess. They give super blessings. Yes. And you are filled with blessings. Some time ago, somehow I look at these TED Talks. Did you ever see some TED Talks? They have some interesting ideas. I think that's how it's called, ideas worth spreading. Sometimes I have something interesting. Devotees also sometimes have these TED Talks. I know at least 3 or 4 who had these TED Talks, right? We had Gorgopal, we had Patri, we have several who did these TED or TEDx talks. So there were, I somehow stumbled upon one author who said that your problem is not your the secret to get anything is not attitude. Attitude. It's not attitude. It is your association. Your association. And she gave some examples. She was running some, she was calling this success groups. Basically, that's just some groups where they discuss problems and discuss how to support each other. And she gave many examples about how she claimed that any dream, the craziest dream you may have, you will have it. And she said, she gave several examples. Somebody wanted to have a chimpanzee. And as soon as somebody is in New York, said, I want to have a chimp. So somebody said, oh, thank you, we have a chimp And we don't know where to keep it because we rent a chimp for some movies and for something else. And if you want, you can take care of that chimp. Chimpanzee, a monkey. Anyway, people are, they may have some strange names. But the more interesting was another one about some lady who raised her hand and she said she wants to go on a cruise. So, I don't know if you want to go on a cruise. I think in Venice you can see this gigantic. They want to ban these ships from Venice because it looks like, you know, half a Ljubljana, or bigger than that. We have this like a ship this near behind the train station. We have this building here. Yeah? So those ships are like 20 of these buildings, or I don't know. They have like 3,000-4,000 people on a ship. It's huge. It's incredible. So somebody said, I want to go on a cruise, but I have three problems. Two problems I can say, and one is secret. So, okay, so what are your problems? And they said that, okay, my problem is, one problem is that my mother is sick, I cannot leave my mother. No, first, I have no money, yes. That's the first problem. I have no money to go on a cruise. Usually it's expensive to go on a long cruise. And then somebody said, oh, you know what? I got a prize, the cruise, one ticket, but I want to go with my friend, girlfriend, I guess, and I have only one, so therefore I don't know what to do with it. So I couldn't find who to give it. You can take it. Okay, so cruise ticket is there. And what is the second problem? I have sick mother, and I don't know, I have no money to pay for a nurse. So immediately somebody raises the hand and says that, I am a nurse, and to be a registered nurse, I have to do pro bono, free work, 10 days a year. And this year I couldn't find where to do pro bono work. Will 10 days be okay if I take care of your mother? Okay. So two problems are taken care of. So what's your third secret problem? Okay, she says, it's embarrassing, but I also have a daughter, 20-something years, and there is a stalker. You know what's a stalker? Somebody who is crazy about and always secretly... what is the Slovenian for this? And so I'm scared to leave her, and I don't know what to do. So from the back of the room, somebody says, I am a cop. What's the name of that stalker? I will help. So, all three problems taken care of. And this is true. So, one of the problems of modern life is that we no longer have villages, we no longer have big families, we no longer have all these connections that where everything is taken care of. But oftentimes, any problem is solved. This author, she said that we are problem-solving creatures. So as soon as you hear a problem, you can't help. You have to think. Actually, it's a problem also. As soon as you mention some disease, then you say, oh, I have this disease. Then you stand aside, and then in the next half an hour, 12 people will come and say, did you try drinking, milk and honey? Or did you try this? Or you should try that. It's impossible to avoid having some solutions. So it works even materially. But spiritually, it's even more powerful. If materially it works, just imagine how powerful it is spiritually. Especially considering that Krishna, it's also very interesting, Krishna says that he does not give mercy directly. He says his job description is God. And God is impartial. He must be fair. And fair means, mercy means undeserved. Right? So how can he, that's Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in Madhurya Kadamini, if somebody is wondering. So also in in the Sandarbhas. So if he is impartial, Nepristransky, then how can he give mercy to somebody? So how does he give mercy? He gives mercy where you decide. So devotees are the purse carriers. You know, you carry the purse with mercy. When we have this story how there was King Ambarish, famous king, who was very devoted, and then he was fasting, and then Durvasa, a yogi, angry yogi, came, and he said, yes, I want to eat, but wait, let me go take bath. He is going to take bath, and Ambarish has to break the fast, because for a whole year he kept some very elaborate, complicated ritualistic fast, and it's just this moment that he has to break it, but he cannot eat before such a guest eats on one hand. On the other hand, if he doesn't break the fast at this moment, his whole year is wasted, of whole year of that ritual is wasted. So then somebody advises him, okay, you take a little water. So, you know, water is not food, but on one hand, but on the other hand, you break also. You can break a fast. If you had some fast, you can break the fast like this. So he takes water, and then Durvasa comes and he says, what? You ate before me! You are so uncouth, so so impolite. You don't follow any etiquette. And he creates a horrible demon who will attack Ambarish, and Ambarish is just waiting, and then, because he is such a great devotee, Krishna's Sudarshana Chakra destroys the demon and then starts attacking Durvasa, this yogi. So the yogi is running away, and he's running to one planet, to another planet, and then this Sudarshana is following. He goes to the top planet in this universe, Brahmaloka. Brahma says, sorry, what will I do? This is God's weapon, Vishnu's weapon. Then he runs to Shiva. Shiva says, I'm not independent. Then only, it's Vishnu's weapon. So then he decides, okay, I have to go to Vishnu. So he goes to Vishnu, and Vishnu says, oh, they said they are not independent? Sorry, I'm also not independent. Why? I depend on my devotees. And he says, you want mercy from me, right? So if you come for mercy, you are at the wrong address. Because mercy is not here. My mercy is in the heart of devotees. So go to Durvasa back, to Ambarisha back, and ask for mercy from him. So this is, such a disappointment. He tried to kill Ambarish. Now he has to go back. So he goes all the way back to Ambarish, and he says, oh, I'm sorry. then Sudarshan Chakra is still there, hanging, about ready to strike this super weapon. And Ambarish then offers prayers, and he says, "If I have done any pious act, if there is any pious credits, if there is any good karma, there is anything I deserve in this world, then, O Krishna, O Vishnu, O Sudarshana, give all of this piety to Durvasa Muni and save him." Every time I read about it, I feel awkward. I think, my God, how would you give all the punya? Leave something for yourself. Come on. I would leave something. Don't give everything away. It's so... I don't know how you feel. You feel, yes. Huh? Anyway, it's so, of course, you don't, this is a devotee. Yeah, so devotees are like this. They are ready to. I remember when I was going to India, first I was going with a friend, Dharan. He said, okay, I will go. You two of us were going together. And I did not get my visa first time. when I went to the embassy, somehow I don't know what was wrong, but they refused to give me visa. And then my friend, he said, "Oh, you're not going?" It was 1999. And he said, "You're not going? Then I will also not go. I will pray to my deity and I will ask him that if, please let him help you. And if you don't go, I will not go to India, to Vrindavan, to the holiest place." I felt, wow, if he's investing so much of his goodwill, of his blessing into it. We both went and lived there. I lived there all the way until the lockdowns, almost 20 years. So devotees is how mercy is spreading. So Krishna does not give mercy directly. If I go to Krishna and say, "Krishna, give me mercy, you are God," he will say, "Very nice. Get lost." Maybe not like this exactly, but he will send somebody if I didn't meet devotees, or he will say, "Read my books. In my books I say, go to my devotees." So it's actually counterintuitive, right? It goes against the intuition. We would think that who can give the most mercy? God, right? Who can give more mercy than God? Well, his servants can give more mercy. He says, so if his servants ask from Krishna, then Krishna will give more than he will give directly. So therefore, this is the importance of associating nicely with devotees, also asking for blessings. So this, do we have the screen? Shall we turn? Maybe you can turn this Veda base EO and then Shloka 4. So therefore, bhakti in fact begins from association. Krishna will send somebody if we start searching. Usually that's how it begins. Some devotees were telling how they once distributed books and they rang on the doorbell and the door opened and the guy says, "Have you brought the books? Have you brought the books?" And they say, "Yes, we have brought the books." "Oh, yes, thank you. What can I give you? How many books do you have?" So they were surprised, you know, that usually you have to work hard that people take one book, and here the guy, this is the first, he's asking about the books. So they say, how do you know that we have books? He said, "Well, I've seen you in a dream." They say, "When?" He says, "This night." He said, "How?" He says, "Well, I read the Bible." He says, I have completed the full Bible, and then I knew there is more. So I was praying and praying, "Oh God, oh dear Lord, please send me some more information. Please send me some more." And then, this last night, two angels came and said, "Today we will come and bring you the books." And here you are with the books. And they, "Oh yeah, okay." Yeah, angels, okay. So maybe, why not? Of course. But this is a frequent story. When you have the question, then this is how mercy is given. You get a good association. We have the famous king Parikshit, who was protected from dying before even taking birth. By the way, this you can read, everybody, on Vedabase EO. We have some two Slovenian books there. Yes, so Parikshit was protected before birth by Krishna, but then somehow or other he was cursed that he would die in 7 days. And he decided to renounce his kingdom, and then he went to the bank of the holy river, Ganges, or Yamuna, they say it's Yamuna, and he decided to do the best possible thing before dying, so that in 7 days he can go directly to the spiritual world after 7 days. He decided not to fight for living more. He had lived some 60-something years. He was a king for 30-something years. So he decided, okay, enough is enough. So curse is there, okay. And all the saints from all the universe, all the teachers, all the sages came to that place, and they were giving him some advice, some association, some instructions. So that is a proof that it was not a curse, it was not something bad that he has to die in 7 days. That actually it was, as he himself thought, this was mercy. What is the proof that it was mercy? Because he got association of all the saintly people in the universe. So everybody knew that this is a special person, something special is going to happen, and everybody came there. So this proves. So if you think that something bad is happening, if you are suffering, but you have good association, you can rest assured that it's not a curse, it's a blessing. May look like a curse, may look like something bad, but if you have good association, it is actually a blessing. Maybe in disguise, but it's actually a blessing. So, good association of Krishna's devotees, this is the highest blessing that can in fact give you not only everything good in this world, but also everything in the spiritual world. So Ramanujacharya, this was one of his last instructions, he said that if you tried everything, if you tried to get something important, to advance, and nothing worked, then just go to devotees and sit with devotees. Just be with devotees. And this will give you all the blessings. I have this experience, I don't remember where I told this story, but I often tell this story of how I was translating Chaitanya Charitamrita into Ukrainian. It's a big book. I should have brought it. I have it in my room. It's a big, big book, 17 volumes in English. So I remember there was one, before we were beginning, devotees in our temple, they threw a surprise birthday party. So there was, they made a cake and they, there were many nice things. They made some, one devotee, he made a movie, a humorous movie. It was nice. But there was like 150 devotees in the temple, and they were giving, you know, birthday, so they were giving good wishes. So then I decided, let me ask. So then, if I said, if you want to give me some birthday present, then please give your blessings that we translate, we finish translating this book in 1.5 years, 18 months. And they all laughed, ha ha ha, Hare Krishna, and they said, yes, blessings. And then I did do some work, I did sit at my computer and tried to translate, and still, when I finished translating and then I looked, it was exactly 18 months. Exactly as I asked for these blessings. So I have this experience many times, that you can ask blessings from devotees and sometimes it's magical how things work out. It really, the impossible is made possible, or half impossible. Many good blessings can come. So in Upadeshamrita, Nectar Duhovnih Napotkov, we have a verse describing the six exchanges, six ways to associate or cultivate friendships. So this is dadati pratigrihnati guhyam akyati pritchati bhunkte bojayate chaiva shadvidham pritilakshanam. So dadati daje udar, pratigrihnati sprejema udar. Guhyam zaupne teme, akhyati pojasnjuje, pričati sprašuje, bunkte, this is good, je. Bojajate hrani. Hrani, okay. So, see, eating is there. I think it's very fortunate. Oops. So, to give and take gifts, to explain something confidential and ask about something confidential, and eat and give prasad are the six ways of loving exchanges between devotees. And then we have this, they're just 11 verses. It's a very nice book. All the essential teachings in just 11 verses. And then we have two more verses, how to see other devotees with respect, or rather how to externally show respect, and then how internally have respect to other devotees, how to see different devotees without criticizing. And then verse 7 describes the nectar of the holy name. So Bhano Swami, he says that it is not accidental that the nectar of the holy name is not described until the relationships between devotees are described. In other words, that until you get your relationships with others, both external and internal, in order, then maybe the nectar of the holy name will not be accessible. We still chant, we must chant. In fact, this is what we do together. We get together and we sing. This is the Yuga Dharma, the religious practice for this age. This is the most, how shall we say, liberal, yes? I think it's a good word, liberal practice. Because the previous methods, like some of them, like performing fire sacrifices or doing some service in the temple, they require a higher degree of cooperation. So there are four ages, four yugas. So one, meditation, you may have experience when you try to meditate and then you remember that he said like this and she said like that, and it's very difficult to meditate, you know. And then I should have said like that, and I said like this, and they said like this. And we, you know, we meditate, but in our mind we argue for a long time. Sometimes the person is already dead, and we still argue with them. So it requires a high level of peace. These other methods also require some higher degree of cooperation. But just coming together and sing together, you know, even if there is somebody we don't have a very good relationship with, that person, we can probably sing together in, you know, maybe we'll stand on the other side of the room. But it's not such a big challenge, right? It's okay, we can sing maybe in the same area with this person. So it's such a merciful, liberal way to practice a high power meditation, even if we are not yet on that pure level of loving and respecting every single soul in the universe. So that's the special present of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So there in the purport, Prabhupada says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was able to make animals sing in the jungle. So then he says, but don't worry, if you cannot make animals sing, sometimes I'm trying to. Today I saw, again, I saw the two deer today in the, three deer I saw, yes. I saw all the three, actually. Now I know why I didn't see them for a while. Because there is a new one, little. First I saw one, then I saw two. Today I saw the little one, number three. So he was, you know, looking, you know, and the mother was saying, no, let's go. So I was trying to tell, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and nothing. He was looking, but I said, then he turned away, I said, and he jumped. What is he doing? So Srila Prabhupada says, no worries, if you cannot make animals, I will keep trying, but I don't know. Maybe it's not easy for them to say Hare Krishna. But at least with humans, they can sing Hare Krishna and humans can respond. And the main thing is to engage one animal in chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. And having loving relationships with devotees, associating with devotees in loving way is essential. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a very beautiful story of a king, Prataparudra, who heard, so he was the king of Jagannath Puri. You could say this is a very fortunate position. Moreover, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, God himself, moved to his city. He lived in his city. And he said to his minister, Sarvabhauma, can you arrange some meeting? I just want to ask for blessings. And Sarvabhauma says, yes, I will ask. And he goes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, don't say again. He's a king. I'm a monk. That was different times. Nowadays, you know, you offer any monk to meet any king, we will all be happy to meet any king, right? But that was 500 years ago. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, monks never associate with kings. This is horrible. No way. He said, but Mahaprabhu, he said, you say again, I will go away. this is horrible, you know. So what to do? So the king writes a letter. He writes a letter that I will renounce my kingdom and either I will commit suicide or I will become a beggar. So then Nityananda reads this letter. So they all come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, he's a king. And they said, well, but he's a good king. He has good qualities. He's a nice king. As he may be a nice king. But, you know, you may have a nice milk, but if there is some contamination, something dirty, you don't drink it. He's a king. This one thing is enough that we will not want to associate. So then what to do? So then they tell the king, and the king is asking, can you please help? So what do they do? Ramananda Rai, this person here, he's probably the patron saint of practical diplomatic interactions. Prabhupada glorified him like this. He was a king also, but not a, he was a governor. So he comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, you know, I just mentioned to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I want to retire and go to Puri to be with you. And he said, oh, you are so lucky. Of course, you go, no problem. And I will give you all the money you are getting now as a pension. Full pension, all the money you are getting, I will give you. You take. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hears this and he says, oh, he's good to my devotees. And then every time Ramananda says, oh, the king was so nice. Prataparudra did this, Prataparudra did that. And Nityananda comes and he said, he did this, he did that. So then, step by step, first Nityananda asked, okay, maybe you can give him some of your old clothes. So he gives him his sannyas, Bahirvasa chadar, sends to the king. Then he invites the son of the king. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives some mercy to the, he embraces the son, he talks to the son, so then he goes to the king and the king is happy, okay, my son is associating with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And slowly, slowly, little by little, devotees are softening the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, softening the heart, and then they say, okay, to Prataparudra, you dress not as a king, you dress as an ordinary devotee, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is resting after dancing in the Ratha Yatra, so this is Ratha Yatra, he's dancing, he's jumping higher than this building, I think. And so then for hours, so then he takes a little rest in the garden. So the king comes dressed as an ordinary person and massages the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu says, who are you? He says, oh, I'm a servant of the Vaishnavas. He says, you are very nice. You are very nice. And so you can see that if we get mercy of devotees, even if God says never, devotees turn never into now. Devotees can change the mind of God. So this is why associating with devotees has incredible power. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. How do we proceed? We sing Gaurarati, we sing Kirtan, or we have some questions and answers? Questions and answers, okay. So then, can you please turn to a friend? Turn to a friend. Now. And guess which blessing would be nice to give them for this next month. So you turn to a friend and give them blessing. Blessings or a blessing, and try to guess which blessing would be the best. And see if see if you can guess the correct blessing, and then the person who is your friend, you can say thank you anyway, even if it's a wrong guess, and then you can correct, you can adjust. Yes, but yes, you can ask for the blessing you like better for this next month. Can we do this? Can you please turn to a friend, to a neighbor, and then try to ask, to offer, and then ask for an adjusted blessing? Everybody has a friend, a neighbor. Yes, you too. Maybe you can confirm. Okay, you have. There is Mishra. Okay. Can you try to?
I already did this with my wife, so.
it's Krishna's blessing. He has enough. He will give more.
Okay. So let's. Did all of you get a chance to give and ask the right blessings? So let's invite more blessings from Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Somebody should take a picture of all of you. You're all smiling. I don't know why. Is it from getting or from giving? You should probably try to match when you started smiling more. When you got or when you gave your blessings. So yes, this is your job description. Our ladies were singing kirtan, mancha kalpa tarudescha. This is the Vaishnava pranam. Obeisances to devotees. So obeisances to all the devotees of Krishna who are like desire trees capable of fulfilling desires of everybody and who are kripa sindubya, oceans of mercy. So you can see this is not a cup of mercy, not a river, not even a lake. Oceans. Kripa sindubya. So, Krishna has enough. And we have enough people who need. Now, you see, it's a very unique opportunity. He needs a lot of, he has a lot of vacancies. You know, vacant job opportunities to distribute mercy. So if we get in between merciful Krishna and join the distribution of mercy, then a few drops will also touch us. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now, what's the conclusion? Who will try to supply? What two things we can do as a conclusion of what we have been discussing for the last 45 minutes or an hour. So if I am miserable, I can do what? Go eat medenyaki, right? Or something else we can do. How? Yes. So try to help somebody and so ask for blessings and try to also give some good wishes to others. And then you become a river of flowing mercy. And then you're in a good position. Hare Krishna. Okay, some comments, points, questions? Yes.
Thank you for the nice lecture. I think that this topic is really important, this association. So we saw last year or this year also when there was this corona and we could not go to temple, this was a bit more difficult. So I heard once a good example, so that just listening to lectures via Zoom is like licking honey via a glass, so it's not the same. But I have one question. So when associating with devotees, so one is here singing or talking about spiritual topics, but when you associate for longer time and so on, it comes also to some other topics where you don't agree, let's say, to some political or historical not only with devotees, also some lectures of some swamis, let's say they have also some political topics which we don't agree. What is the suggestion in such situation?
Thank you. It's a good. I think this was a question that Radha Maharaj 2 days ago was discussing. Right? That what if similar that we have some people we disagree. He said that this is a chance to enjoy the beauty of God's variety. How different are individuals in God's creation in general. He did say that sometimes in some cases if somebody is especially difficult in some ways, we can maybe avoid some topics or some I have some also some topics I disagree about, so we try to find some common ground. Okay. We disagree about this, we disagree about that, but we all agree that we need to chant Hare Krishna. Yes, we have to chant Hare Krishna, we need to do this, we need to do this. If we can find what we agree upon, and if we are civil, then we can, you know, just leave some things aside and focus on what we can agree upon. We see that in Krishna's times also even there were devotees on the opposite side of the battle even, but in the evening they would get together like Bhishma, grandfather Bhishma. So we may disagree with some things that he participated in. He followed his vow and so he served Duryodhana. I frankly say that I think that nowadays it's too old-fashioned. We would say, why serve the demon? Just leave him. And fortunately, nobody nowadays probably expects from you to follow such old-fashioned rules as Bhishma was following or Lord Ramachandra. But they at least show us the example how Yudhishthir, before the battle, he did not say, how can I respect grandfather Bhishma? He is on the side of a demon and he's even fighting with us. It's crazy. No, Yudhishthir went to Bhishma and he said, grandfather, my respects, please bless us that we win. And Bhishma said, you know what? If you didn't ask for blessings, maybe you would lose. But now, yes, blessings. And he gave him some hints how he can be killed and how he gave some hints. Some advice how Yudhishthir can win. So that's at least an example that ideally we can find some common ground and respect what is not so controversial, like chanting Hare Krishna. It's a difficult time. I find that people are quarreling. Kali Yuga in general, it's the age of quarrel. And in Kali Yuga, like right now, this time now, we quarrel about some things that 10 years ago we didn't care about. You know, nobody cared. I will not even pronounce these words because not to polarize the topics, not to increase the tension. But 10 years ago, we didn't care so much. 20 years ago, we didn't care. You know, about some of these things. Now it's like a religion. It's so sensitive. So what to do? We say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And if somebody speaks only about such things, okay, we can try to steer the conversation to Krishna, so ask a question about Krishna. I have a friend who, it's actually very funny, we, like 20 years ago or 25 years, yeah, like about 20 years ago, he was rather bitter most of the time. I can say, Ananda Prabhu knows him, Mahabhagavat in Vrindavan. He takes care of a house of Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, and he is a cook, and he's doing the audio recordings for the VHE. So he used to be a little bitter, you know, he's that type of a person that he sees, you know, like an editor or a proofreader. He sees, oh, this is wrong, and this is wrong, and that's very wrong, and this is, how can this be like this? And, you know, it's, a lot of people are like this, and, you know, it's okay, it's part of our nature. And I used to somehow try to tell him that, what do you expect? This is the material world, don't look at the bad side, look at the good side. But somehow or other, by the power of the spiritual process, he has, I can see how he's continuously becoming better and better and more spiritual. So sometimes I come and I complain to him. You know, he's all very bad. Do you know? And there is such a such a darshan in the temple, and he tries to like gently steer the conversation back to Krishna, to kirtan, to darshan, to the temple. And only later I see, oh yes, I came to talk about some bad things, and he just very gently said, oh, Krishna is so nice, oh, this is, you know, I went to the temple, there was such a beautiful darshan, and you know, this devotee, he did such a nice service, he's such an incredible devotee. And he says it not in an artificial way, but sincerely. And I'm still surprised how he's able to switch the topic onto a spiritual, into the spiritual direction. So, I guess this is how we need to act. So we become advanced when we learn to have friends in Krishna consciousness. So that's the intermediate level, Madhyam Bhakta. So Kanishta is the neophyte. Neophyte, we chant Hare Krishna, that's one good thing about us. Probably that's it. Other things, we quarrel. But Madhyam Bhakta, he worships Krishna. He is merciful to somebody who makes mistakes. He just avoids the demoniac. And he makes friends with devotees. Means he keeps friendship in Krishna consciousness. You know, we can discuss some topics also in other areas, but we try to speak about Krishna. In other words, Krishna is important for us to talk in an informal setting. Niranjan Maharaj, with regards to this verse, says that our level of Krishna consciousness is determined how often do we speak about Krishna outside of the temple room. Yes, because in the temple it's clear, okay, there is Gauranga, okay, there is just Prabhupada, okay, Hare Krishna, Krishna is God, and we, you know, we have to talk about Krishna. But at the, in the kitchen, you know, if in the kitchen I speak about Krishna, that means that Krishna is for me also there. That for me Krishna is part of life everywhere. So that means he's, that means I'm at least on the intermediate level. Thank you.